Amazon. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's Monday night. Welcome to MCU Mondays. I am your host, David. We are here. We are at the season finale of the first season of Daredevil. We are all kinds of excited about this. We're ready to talk about it. With me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you this evening?
Doing good. We actually had good weather today. 72.
As did we. We were up in the 80s, so it's a nice balmy March day. Also with us tonight, as he usually is, Andrew. Andrew, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to talk the season one finale of Daredevil.
Season one finale. We finally made it through the whole first season, and we're excited about that. Now, before we get started on that, I will say this, and I warned Debbie I was going to do this. I watched Across the Spider-Verse this weekend, and if you go back and look at some of my other some of our older episodes, and we talked about Across the Spider-Verse, I had said initially that the animation didn't appeal to me. I was not looking forward to it. Boy howdy was I wrong. That movie was so good. I just so intense. Awesome. The story was great. The actors, the voice actors did an amazing job. It left you hanging. I'm ready for the next one. But that's all we got about that. That's Across the Spider-Verse, and it was great. Maybe we'll talk about that in an upcoming MCU Mondays. That would be awesome. But we're going to talk about Daredevil tonight. We've got the season finale. Debbie, what do we have next? What's our next show? We've got,
X-Men 97.
Oh, and that starts at the end of this month, right? 21st?
Yes, the 20th. I think the
20th.
20th,
yeah. Yeah, it'll be a Wednesday.
So that's like not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, I believe. So
2 weeks from this Wednesday, yeah.
So that gives us 2 weeks. We will start season two of Daredevil. We will do the first two episodes of season two of Daredevil going in. So we'll be okay. Ooh, this is good. Once we're done with X-Men, we'll go back to Daredevil. Don't worry. We'll be fine. So before we get into this, let me find my video here. Let's run our intro, shall we? We'll do the intro, and I promise you I'm going to make a new intro because I got to do all of season two's clips. So this weekend, that's on my to-do list. I don't have much anything planned, but here's our intro for right now. Always fun. Again, thank you, Chris, from It's a Vase Productions. Go check him out on YouTube at It's a Vase. He did the singing for us. And also John Biscardi over at Geek and I podcast wrote the lyrics for us. So we thank you both, gentlemen, for your contributions. Always fun to talk about you. So episode 13, is this the 13th episode?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of Daredevil. Ben was killed at the end of the last episode.
Freaking we learned Karen. Debbie loves Karen.
Oh, she's gonna love Karen even more at the end of this one, so I have a feeling. Just because I honestly, and I'm gonna jump right to the end. I honestly did not peg Foggy ending up with, well, and he didn't really end up with Marcy, but
yeah,
he just seems more interested in Marcy now than he does in Karen. And I thought Foggy and
I would be more interested in Marcy than Karen.
Honey, I'm sorry, but she is a very good looking woman. I think I would be more interested in Marcy than Karen as well.
Well, I wasn't going by looks. I was just going by character.
But you know what? You're right, though. And honestly, I had Marcy, Marcy pegged as a kind of a self-centered narcissist myself. So I was kind of glad that they went a different route with her, even though there wasn't really a whole lot of her in this first season. So, I mean, what they did do with her was fine. It was fine, and it was just enough. It was just what was needed. So, anyway. Season one finale. We start off with Ben's
funeral.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Karen was very good about this, and she went and took the blame. It's my fault. I didn't mean to get him killed. I was the one that encouraged him. She's talking to Ben's widow now at this point. And, you know, it's my fault. I did it. She may have caused all of this, but at least she's owning up to it. Right? Isn't that?
Yeah. If I was Ben's wife, I'd have stood up out of that wheelchair and smacked her with it.
It is your fault. How dare you?
It'd be justified.
Can you tell I'm kind of vengeful?
Yeah. Jeez. Cripes, Debbie.
Killing me. Was Debbie married to Ben? Is this the plot twist in season two?
But also you've got Matt dealing with stuff. He's facing his own demons too about the he's unable to stop anything. He feels inadequate, I guess is a good way to put it. So Foggy wasn't even there. But then you get the meeting with Fisk and Leland. Thank God Leland got what was coming to him, and I was so happy. I was so happy. I can't believe
how stupid he was.
I know, right?
And admit, I've been skimming off you, and I tried to poison Vanessa because she's distracting you, blah, blah, blah.
And you know what?
He got too confident.
I'm gonna leave, and I'm gonna take half your assets. What big dummy does that?
You know what made it even worse was the fact that he did that and he said all of that, and you're thinking to yourself, you got nothing. You've got nothing. What are you gonna do? How are you gonna avoid this? And then he says, but I've got a trump card, so I can take you down anytime I want to. You know, and it's like, you just gave away everything. You just literally handed him everything. As far as this man's reach is, you're going to sit there and say, I kept the cop that you don't want alive, and now he's working for me, and I've got him hidden somewhere. And it's like, you're never going to be able to find him anywhere. Bullcorn.
What a dumbass move. I mean,
it really,
you don't make any threats against Fisk because he will figure it out. And like you said, he's got a big reach.
You just do it behind his back. Yeah.
And to top it off, you messed with his woman. So major mistake.
That right there. Yeah.
So I don't know how even a threat of having a trump card.
I don't even know seriously, what was even going through his mind? Did he honestly think, I'm going to get away with this? Yeah, because I've got this trump card. That's like, no.
I think he thought he was smarter than Fisk because, I think he looks at Fisk as just a big thug.
I guess.
But he's probably he's a thug, but he's a intelligent thug.
He's a smart thug.
He probably was thinking, look what I've already done. You know, what's this? And, he just got ahead of himself there. Yeah.
Yeah, what a dumbass.
Served him right. He got chucked down an elevator shaft. Served him right. And then, of course, Fisk was okay. Find him. Go find the bad cop.
Hoffman.
Yeah. He tells them to find him, and no survivors. So even the guys, I guess Leland's men that are holding him. You know, I don't want anybody alive. Nobody lives.
No witnesses.
Yes. So, let's see what happens. I got Foggy and Matt meet up, and he kind of explains why he wasn't at the funeral. Oh, by the way, we may have a contest here because I know I'm going to do it. I do it every week. And maybe one of y'all can keep a running tally how many times I say Deadpool instead of Daredevil, because Debbie's got her little Deadpool, and I see that when I look at her, and I'm like, oh, there's Deadpool back there. That's what we're talking about. They both start with a D, you know.
Well, you've already said it. It'll
be appropriate in July.
Three times.
So. Yes, in July. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Deadpool 3. Can't wait. Anyway, so
Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah, whatever. It's Deadpool 3. It's the third movie. It's 3. He says he's been working with Marcy. They're trying to take down Fisk the legal way, I guess is a good way to put it. Legally. Mm-hmm. Versus, and I think you've still kind of got Foggy. Hi, Kitty. Hi, Kitty's butt.
Oh.
Then they go looking for the cop too, because Matt overhears somebody talking about it.
Cops that were passing by when they were talking to Sergeant Mahoney.
Yes. And so they're looking. I don't think I could be a lawyer because they're going through stuff and I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I don't get it. I don't understand it, because it was all, we've got, they were making this much money and then all of a sudden they were missing a property, but they're still making the same amount of money, which means there's a property that's not on the books. And which one is it? And it's, oh, well, that's probably where he is then. And every time Matt runs off, he's Foggy style. You're not going to go tell Mahoney, are you? You're going to go over there and beat him up, aren't you? Foggy's no dummy. He knows what's going on. He knows what's happening. He knows what's up. But I think he's warming up to the idea of Matt as a superhero, if you will.
Yeah, he's not a terrorist.
Yeah.
Because that's what he thought of the man in the mask.
That's what he thought of Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool. That's right. the Deadpool of Hell's Kitchen. I mean, Daredevil. But Matt ends up saving him while the man in the mask ends up saving him. But he says, look, I'm saving you, and there was a bullet meant for you, and now you're going to go turn yourself in. You're going to expose Fisk for what he is. And honestly, the first time I remember the first time seeing this, because this was, I love when they do this trope. He turns himself in. He exposes all of Fisk's stuff. And then this just this big, and I hate montages, but I love when they do montages like this. I like the montages where it's all of Fisk's network being arrested. There's no sound, no nothing though, and it's just it's like the tragic opera music playing.
Yeah, opera music.
And I'm just like,
awesome. Yeah, it's great.
I love it. I don't know why. I don't I don't care for montages, but I love it when they do it like that. And that was a great montage.
It worked in the moment. Yeah.
And we find out who the, I remember the first time viewing thinking, oh, they're about to go arrest Ben's boss. Because everybody was thinking, oh, Ben's boss is on the take because he's just fired Ben for, you know, doing something he wasn't supposed to do. And then it was it his secretary? Was it the boss's secretary, I guess? It was
That's
just
what it looked like.
Yeah. I think it was somebody in the newsroom. Somebody was there. But then the senator, all the different cops. I mean, it was just, it was a mass arrest warrant thing going down. And that was cool. Again, I very much like the operatics behind it. I'm a big fan of music within the movies, just because I think that makes the movies a lot better, depending on what your soundtrack or your 100%. Score sounds like. So this of course made it. Then it all boils down, of course, to Fisk, and it's like, okay, are they going to go get Fisk? And he's sitting there. They're coming for me, and there's something that I need to ask you. And he gives her the ring. And he tells her to do something, but we're not really sure what that is just yet. We'll get to it in a minute. But honestly, first time viewing this, they arrest him. And I got to thinking to myself, just for a few brief moments, I was like, wow, that was kind of anticlimactic right there. That was really just, they got him and now it's over with. And then I'm thinking to myself, Wait a minute. This is a superhero movie / show. We know the big bad guy. It's never that easy with the big bad. He's going to get away. He'll escape. And we're going to have the final showdown with the good guy and the bad guy. So I was like, oh man, that was it. And then you hit pause on the thing. It's like, wait a minute. There's still like 30 minutes left in this thing. Yeah, it's going to be more. He's going to get away. I had the shootout with the police. It wasn't the police, it was the FBI, wasn't it? Because they were the ones that arrested him. All of Fisk's men, his mercenary men.
Yeah, well, there's cops there too, but yeah, the FBI were the ones that were transporting him.
And he even had one of the FBI guys on the take, apparently, because there was one of his guys in the truck with him. Mm-hmm. And he told the story, and I thought it was really good, the story of the Good Samaritan from, I want to say, the Book of Matthew, maybe?
It's in the New Bible.
It's in the New Testament. So it's in one Pretty of the sure. four Gospels. I'd have to look mm-hmm. it up. But anyway, and he thought he was the Good Samaritan. You know, I'm going to clean up the town. I'm going to fix things. And actually, as he was saying it, and like I just watched it like about an hour ago again. And as he was saying it, I got to thinking about it. And I think the way that he told it was almost word for word from the Bible. I mean, I think he actually quoted the story. He didn't just kind of give a Reader's Digest version.
Yeah, he wasn't paraphrasing.
Yeah. I mean, he was pretty on spot with it, so I thought that was kind of cool. But no, I'm not the. Oh, he fell among what did he call him? I can't remember the word he used. Not belligerent men. That's not right.
He said he wasn't the Good Samaritan. He thought he was the Good Samaritan.
He thought he was the Good Samaritan, yes.
But he was the ill intent who put the traveler on the road.
The ill intent. That's the word. He shouldn't have been on that road. And then of course, everything timed just right to where the mercenaries show up. And of course, they have a big firefight with the cops and the FBI, and they rescue him. And they put him in the Now, this really confused me because they put him into a truck. He was already in a truck. They put him into another truck. And then they took him to a garage to put him in yet another truck. It's almost like, well, they won't notice. If they're following me from the air, they won't notice that we've switched cars. We're playing, you know, the where you hide the little pea underneath the thing, you know. And it's like, yeah, but there was, it's not like you drove into a parking garage that was like ridiculously full of people either. So they see your trucks go in and then all of a sudden they see another truck roll out. Anybody with half a brain is going to think, he's probably in that other truck. But what do I know? Matt knew. I mean, Matt was listening.
Yeah, he overheard the
police scanners. Well, was, not just
police scanners. It was a scanners, radio transmitter or
yeah,
walkie-talkie, whatever you call them.
And then we get Matt in the, we finally get the costume. Finally, after 13 episodes. That's, I remember when Luke was little bitty and I would take him to these superhero movies, and that was always one of his, when's he going to get into his costume? When's he going to be in his costume? I mean, even in, when was it? 2012 was when The Dark Knight Rises came out. And he was like, oh, it's a Batman movie. I want to go see it. And I'm like, I don't know necessarily that you're going to like this movie, but I'm going to go. I mean, he was like 3 at the time, maybe 4 when The Dark Knight Rises came out. But it was Batman, so I want to go see it. Well, I went and saw it with Adam. I'm like, I don't think you're going to like it because Batman was in that movie for all. That was like a 2.5 hour long movie, and Batman was in it for like maybe 30 minutes. Maybe.
Are you talking about Batman The Dark Knight Begins?
No, The Dark Knight Rises. The Dark Knight Rises, he was barely in that because he was crippled at the first, you know, and then he had the one appearance where he stopped Bane at the, well, he didn't stop Bane, but he caught him at the, what do you call it, the exchange, the stock exchange, and then the one scene where he went down in the tunnels and he broke his back, and then he was gone for like the rest of the movie until like the very, very end. So Batman wasn't in The Dark Knight Rises all that much. Go watch it again. You'll see. You'll be like, oh, that's really true. Wasn't.
Yeah. Got a lot more Bruce Wayne.
Got a lot of
Heath Ledger.
No. The Dark Knight Rises. This was the one with Bane. No, this was the third one.
Bane and Catwoman.
Catwoman, yeah. No.
Sorry.
This was the
my third Batman movies messed up.
No. Now The Dark Knight, yes, that one was fine. And especially because the Joker was in that one, and the Joker was the Joker all the time. So, you know, it was hi kitty.
Kitty.
So but we finally get him 13 episodes later in the cool red suit. Even though it's not yellow like it was in She-Hulk. I noticed that there were times when...
Thank goodness.
Well, but there were times the streetlights had a yellow tint to them, and it kind of gave the suit a little yellow tint, but I didn't like the yellow suit either.
Yeah. But it's comic accurate.
Don't care. Still looks dumb.
What everybody bitches about. Why can't they be more comic accurate?
Because, and I've said this before a million times, why can't the stories be on par with the comic books? And it's like, different universe. It's the same basic story. It has the same bones, but it's got a lot of different meat to it. So
you just... There's a few times where I don't prefer the comic accurate suit. You know, I prefer his suit.
I like the red. The red suit was... That was the Deadpool. I did it. That was the Daredevil I knew and loved. I caught myself that time.
Well, Deadpool has a red suit too.
Again, another reason why I get mixed up with these two. I mean, it's just
as you can see.
I'm not intentionally being mixed up, but the Transformers movie series. The first one was good.
Mm-hmm. They've been really Bumblebee hit and miss. Good. Some of them are good, yeah, and Bumblebee some of them I'm like,
I stopped watching after the second one because every once in a while I'm in the mood for a good Michael Bay film, but when your whole premise is to just blow the living crap out of everything, you lose me. I need some story there, not just a bunch of cool explosions. He tried. There was a movie he made with Nicolas Cage called Wind Talkers. It was about
that was a good movie. I like that one.
It was about the Navajo code breakers, and yeah, it started good. It was like Michael Bay was trying to make Saving Private Ryan. It started off really cool, but it was like you got about maybe 2/3 of the way through the movie, and Michael Bay looked at it and said, "I don't know how to end this. I know, we'll just blow the crap out of everything." Yeah. And it was like,
well, it was a war movie.
I don't care. I don't care. Explosions. Well, you had this really good story going on, and then all of a sudden, I was like, oh God.
Michael, I still liked it. It was a good movie.
You ruined it.
Cage's better movies. Although The Rock is probably my favorite. So,
I'd have to toss it. Oh, no. Raising Arizona. Either Raising Arizona or I loved Face Off.
That was a good one.
With John Travolta. Mm-hmm. That one was amazing. Con Air was really good too.
Yes. Those are probably, outside of Raising Arizona, those are probably my top Cage movies.
I want to see that one that he did with Pedro Pascal just recently. I say just recently.
The Unbearable. Talent or something.
I've never seen it. Has it been released on streaming somewhere?
I haven't seen it.
I'll have to look on my Vudu account and see if it's on there.
Yeah.
Because that's where that meme comes from, where he's just staring at him. Mm-hmm. He's got that face, and Pedro's like, and he's driving. I'm like, oh, I kind of want to watch that now.
But Jonathan's my cousin, so I was telling him about the show. So
cool. Hello, Jonathan. How are you? How are you? Good to have you with us. Anyway, of course, Fisk, the second truck that Fisk is in, third truck that Fisk is in, they're driving away. He calls Vanessa. Vanessa, he's like, I'll be there in 15 minutes. If I'm not there in 15 minutes, just leave without me. He gave her a ring when he first got arrested. They said, we'll be there in 15 minutes. And then, of course, then you see the Daredevil, the stick fly through the windshield, and the truck flips over, and everybody but Fisk is dead. The one guy with the machine gun is still there.
Yeah, the guy that was
the guy in the back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still there because, you know, you got Daredevil on top of the truck, and he's like, what did he say? He said, you told me, God, what did he say?
Not everyone deserves
a happy ending. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, machine gun fire and throws a stick, and then we get the cool superhero villain fight. If I am ever a super villain and I am being chased by the hero, the masked hero, the last thing I'm ever going to do is run down an alley with no egress. They do the same thing in like horror movies too. It's like, I'm gonna run down this alley, there's no way out. I'll just run down here and he won't find me. It's like, dummy, there's no way out. I'm gonna run upstairs to the top floor of this house, idiot. Stay on the ground floor so you can leave if you have to.
Well, to be fair, Fisk is usually driven around.
I guess. And that's, he tried true, to knock on a door, but even still, I mean, you said it yourself, Debbie. He's smart. You figure he'd be smarter than to run down a daggum alley with no egress. Come on.
You'd think he'd be smarter than to run. He's a big dude.
Well, we had to have the big showdown, so.
And you have it in an alley, sure, why not?
Which, you know, they both beat the loving crap out of each other, so.
Honestly, I was ready for him just to beat the holy living bejesus out of him and walk away unscathed, if you will. Just because.
Mm-hmm. I need a new suit.
But I wanted Matt to come out of a fight without bleeding. And maybe that's just me.
Well, that's no fun.
Why? You like watching Matt bleed? Is that what you're saying? I thought the fight though was
a lot about Debbie tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Matt doesn't have any physical superpowers. just the hearing. True. So, yeah, to expect him to come out of anything that involves a fight and not come out with
at least a bloody nose.
Yeah, at least he wasn't half dead, and you know, Foggy and them was going to have to clean him up. At least he didn't come out that way. So.
Not like the ninja from a few episodes back.
Right.
So
he did good. I mean, yes, he was bleeding, but
give him a bow and arrow. Away. Give him a bow and arrow. He's basically Hawkeye.
Pretty much.
I thought it was good. I thought the fight was really cool though too. We got to see a lot of jumping in. I liked when he flipped Fisk. I thought that was...
I don't know how he did that, because Fisk is a huge guy.
I know how he did it. Didn't you ever see that scene in Austin Powers? Now for my super amazing wire rope trick. It was like, here it is. Oh, isn't this magical?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Hey, Joe.
But yes, the flipping Fisk, and then Fisk gets the pipe, starts beating the Rainbow Six Siege. I don't know. Never played it. I'm not a first-person shooter kind of guy. Sorry.
I don't do video games.
Debbie doesn't do video games. We're old.
I'm old.
We do Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. Come on, leave us alone.
I probably can't do it now, but back in the day...
Back in the day on my Atari 2600.
I had a Pong, so whatever that was. Whatever Pong was on.
ColecoVision, maybe? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I just thought it was the greatest thing ever. And it was just a little thing going back and forth. I'm easily entertained.
So anyway, Daredevil beat they fight back and forth. Of course, Matt ends up on top. What did you think? Did you think, we finally did. They're stepping back just a little bit. When Fisk got out of the car, out of the truck after it crashed, and Matt says, not everybody, what was it? It was not everybody deserves a happy ending. And, or no, it was when he was in the alley and he says something along the way. I mean, he got under Fisk's skin because, you know, Fisk has always had this really mellow voice. It's all, and then when he got mad at Matt, I'm going to kill you. I mean, just, and that's like, take your shot. So it's like, it was the whole Matrix thing where it's like, come on.
Yeah, and then Fisk went into this one of his speeches about, you know, I was trying to make this city better, blah, 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 blah. And then Matt says, this is my city, my family.
He was monologuing. Mm-hmm. Do you really think, wait a minute, I've got that quote right here. Do you really think that changed anything? Do you think one man in a silly little costume will make a difference? And then they kicked the crap out of him. And oh, he didn't kick him. He hit him. And it was like, that's it. Then the sergeant shows up and he frees, let me see your hands. I told you I'm not one of the bad guys, or I'm one of the good guys. Oh, it's you.
Holy shit, it's you.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I always write down the good quotes. Well, at least the ones I like.
And he says, are we going to have a problem here? And he puts his gun away and says, hey, we got the, we got Fisk. Yeah. Yep. Got him at the alley, blah, blah, blah. And he says, what do I call you? And then he jumps up the thing. And, oh, a daredevil. I'm like, oh, yeah. Roll credits. So, then what? We get the
Vanessa back.
Yeah, and she puts the ring on. I guess she accepted Fisk's proposal.
Well, that guy came over and said something to her like, yeah, he ain't coming.
Well, and he had probably told him the same thing. Look, if I'm not there in 15 mm-hmm. minutes, go. Take her and go, because something bad happened. And he was probably sitting there watching his watch saying, okay, it's been 15 minutes. Let's go. So, everybody's looking at the newspaper. They're all laughing at the name. Daredevil collars Fisk. I like the new. They finally given him a name. Blah blah blah. I halfway expected to see it on the cover of the Daily Bugle, but I think that would have been a good little Easter egg, wouldn't it? I think that would have been good. Photo by P. Parker. Mm-hmm. Tell me that would have been amazing.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Written by J. Jameson. Come on.
Well, I mean, we had some Avenger Easter eggs throughout the show, so you know, attack on New York, and
we did things like that. Yeah. Something about there was, that would have been a nice touch. There was one little quip about a man in armor and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I think that would have been great. You know, Daily Bugle, story by J. Jameson, and photos by P. Parker. That would have been great. It's a clever little Easter egg. Yeah. But no, we
maybe
can't even go
there. Again, we'll get something.
Especially since he was in No Way Home.
Right.
So,
No Way Home.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So anyway, but they all laugh about it, and then Foggy's all kinds of excited about things, and he says, she asks him about Marcy. Oh, she was in it again. She was in this episode too. When they arrested the lawyers, they stopped the car and she was driving them, right?
I think so, yeah. So, yeah, because he got out of the back of the car and she was driving.
Yeah. And she had the little, oh my gosh, they did it kind of smirk on her face. So that was good. But again, Foggy has spent like this entire season basically chasing after her, Karen. And then we get the one episode where he and Matt get into a fight over the masked terrorist, and they find out that. And what does Foggy do? He runs to what's her name and has a fling with her, basically. And then it's like, oh, are you guys getting back together? I don't know. Maybe it's possible. It's like, dude, you're talking to her. You've been chasing her this entire season. And now you're throwing it all off for the blonde bimbo? Come on, Foggy.
Yeah, but he could see that Karen was just so into Matt.
Yeah.
But Matt couldn't see it.
Oh, Matt's been a little busy.
Gosh.
Sorry.
But they did finally put the official
I think he got offended by my dad joke. I think that's what it was.
Oh, Andrew, did you get offended? Where's your mom on the internet again?
I got offended.
Mom's playing Fortnite in the background.
Yeah. Do you ever hear yelling a boom headshot? That's my mom.
They did finally officially put up the Nelson Murdoch sign.
We've got an office. All we need now is clients. One step at a time. Avocados at law. Avocados at law. What does that mean? It's a long story.
Long story.
Go back and watch a few episodes back. You'll see it. It's fine. Yeah. Go back a few episodes. We did a flashback. You'll be fine.
And then Matt notices that something is still upsetting Karen, which I assume is her killing Wesley, but she's not going to say anything. I don't know. Did she ever tell Matt in any of the future seasons?
I don't remember.
I guess we'll find out.
But I just kind of wondered if she ever did confess.
It's been a minute since I've seen the other season, so it's gonna be fun going through
season three. She might,
because the season three is when Fisk comes back, right? Is that when he is? Isn't season two all dealing with Punisher and all that kind of fun stuff? That's where Punisher comes in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got to do this like the CW does their superhero show, where we've got a villain of the season, the main villain of the season. We can't just keep bringing the same one back. But anyway, all is good. We can make it through if we stick together. And honestly, you said that with the infliction on the voice. I think he had said that since I first met you. So maybe that doesn't have to do with killing Wesley. Maybe it's...
Well, he said something about, you know, I thought after we put Fisk away that
it would go away.
It would be better, but I can tell by your voice something's still wrong.
My thoughts on that is that I think she's kind of got this fear in her voice because she knows how powerful Fisk is and what his reach is and what he's capable of. And I don't think she's going to feel completely 100% safe until Fisk is like dead versus, you know, oh, well, he's rotting in jail. He's in jail, but that doesn't mean anything. You can still do things from jail.
But he still hasn't figured out.
No.
Because he tried to blame Leland and.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leland was spilling his guts about everything else. He should have just claimed that one. Jeez. Sure, why not? Yeah, I killed him.
Sure.
But then we get the whole we can face it together so long as we stay together, blah, blah, blah. She takes his hand and they go up to the office. I knew it. I knew that was coming. Saw it a mile away. I was sitting here watching you because I saw it coming. I was like, oh, here comes the sneer. Here it is.
You're going to tell by now, Debbie is a super fan of Karen.
Yes.
I don't think I liked her throughout the whole three seasons.
You know what I think it is?
She just always does something to piss me off.
I think she's jealous of Karen. I think that's what it is. I'll figure this out. Yeah.
No, she's just always doing something stupid that puts either herself or Foggy and Matt in danger. And it's just like,
or Ben. You know,
we got to start investigating. We need Debbie's search history.
No.
Oh, Lordy.
How to make Matt like me.
How to make Matt like me.
Hopefully I'll see him down at Comic-Con.
Is he going to be... Is he going to Comic-Con?
Charlie will be there. And then it was just announced today that John Bruthenol will be there. So I'm hoping for a Daredevil panel or Marvel panel. I'm hoping. Crossing my fingers.
For those of you that don't know, when does that happen? It's in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, March 22nd, 23rd, 24th.
So March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. If you live in... Not Minneapolis. What am I thinking? Indianapolis. If you live around Indianapolis and you want to go to the Indianapolis Comic Con, Debbie will be there and you might be able to find her and see her and wave and take a selfie with her, and then she'll autograph your phone.
No? Yeah, like anybody wants my autograph.
It's possible.
Or a selfie for that fact.
Yeah.
Well, you so far know. I'm only going to be there Saturday to get my picture and autograph with Hayden. So,
well, you know, you said your daughter bought you the picture with Hayden. Tell your son, tell him if you really love me, you'll buy me a picture with Charlie Cox too. How much do you love your mother? I know it is.
Well, I mean, as much as I adore Charlie,
He's not harem material.
He's not in the harem. I mean, Hayden is.
Is an honorary mention.
He's hanging. He's waiting in the wings. He's like a third string. He's getting ready to. He'll tag in if he needs to.
Now, if it was Ryan Reynolds, my son would probably be buying tickets for himself. If it was Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He loves Deadpool. So.
Maybe when Harrison passes due to old age, it'll bump Charlie can tag in. Like, all right, Harrison's gone. Like
a morbid thought.
I mean, goodness.
I mean, number one it's guy, like, you want to knock him off.
I didn't say I Ooh, said old like age. A, yeah, everybody dies.
Like a royal family or something. It's like the royal family or something. You only get to the higher level because someone died or something.
Yeah. Everybody dies. It's inevitable.
Harrison, if you're listening, just ignore these guys.
Every man dies. But not every man really lives. Another great movie, by the way. All right. Did we miss anything, Debbie? We good?
Well, it finishes out with Fisk in jail and him sitting there staring
at the wall. Oh, that was good. Yes, yes, yes. And then, of course, you get the pan up from the city and Daredevil standing on top of the building, and he jumps off and does the
parkour,
the superhero pose. In the spotlight with the light behind him, and it's like, oh yeah, you know that old chestnut. It's either that or you're standing on top of a building underneath the moon with your cape blowing behind you, or a bat signal up in the sky. Yeah, yeah. So it's a trope. superhero landing. Watch, he's gonna do the superhero landing.
What a poser.
So cool. So cool, but so hard on the knees. I need to watch Deadpool again. That's what I need to do. I need to watch the first one. Oh,
Deadpool's hilarious.
Of course it is.
I watched both.
It's the kind of movie Deadpool I watch late at night underneath my bed so my mom can't hear me.
Did you say underneath your bed?
Underneath the covers.
Covers is what I meant.
Oh, underneath my covers. I was like, that's
why awesome. Are you underneath your bed? Well,
technically yeah. Speaking, if I watch my beanbag chair, I am underneath my bed.
Yeah, there you go.
This is true.
There you go. All right, Debbie, shameless plugs. What do we got tonight?
No Sith Dominion tomorrow. Wednesday.
Dr. Dana, we're still waiting on that last line from the Sith code.
Well, that was supposed to be.
Well, it's supposed to be tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I assume War of the Worlds will be dropping Wednesday.
War of the Stars.
What did I say?
Either words or world. Worlds.
Oh, probably War of the Worlds. sorry about that. Yeah, War of the Stars. That's
okay, we've been talking about Deadpool. I mean, there you go. Make you feel better.
And then Thursday, we're back with episode 5 of The Bad Batch. Cantina Happy Hour.
Oh, that's right, because we did the first 3.
Awesome. Four,
5, yes.
Yes. So episode
and we can't say anything about it because we haven't seen it yet. It doesn't air until Wednesday. So give us a break.
And then I don't think there's anything going on Friday. And then Saturday is the Geek Gauntlet where they cover everything. And then Monday we are back.
Yay! With season 2, episode 1, season premiere of Deadpool season, Daredevil season 2. See? I caught myself again.
Like 8 or That's... 9 now. That's like 8 or 9 now.
Yeah.
I've been keeping track.
All right. So, Daredevil season 2, episode season 2 premiere.
Yes.
So that's what we're looking at next week here on MCU Mondays. Andrew, you got anything? Shameless plugs?
Not really anything I can think of more than what Debbie already said.
Very good. Very good. So. How was, I know you went to go see Dune this weekend, right?
Yes, I did on Saturday.
What were your thoughts on that just briefly? Because...
Oh, it's great. I did post an in-depth review on my Letterboxd, but maybe it's recency bias, but I thought it was perfect. I mean, it's a cinematic achievement.
No such thing.
Well, you know what I mean? Human perfect. By human standards.
I doubt it.
You know,
perfect. The perfect movie, the absolute perfect movie, has Chris Pratt in it, has Vincent D'Onofrio in it, has dinosaurs and Star Wars in the title. Jurassic World was almost the perfect movie. Almost. All you needed was Star Wars in the title, and it would have been fine.
I enjoyed that movie.
Well,
I did. You will be proud of me, Andrew. I did finally, without falling asleep, got through Dune Part 1 yesterday.
I did. That one's awesome, too. I love that one.
It was hard. It was a struggle. I'm telling you.
No, you don't offend him.
But together, though, like Austin Butler was awesome as Fade. I mean, just incredible. He gave a chilling performance, and Timothy Chalamet was incredible. He and Zendaya were both just wow. And Hans Zimmer, his score. Seeing that in IMAX, I mean, your seat is shaking, you know, and it's just immersive, and you just feel like you're there on Arrakis. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
All right. Hey, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just.
Yeah. I really.
I try. I'm like Debbie. I tried watching the first one, and I got about an hour in, and I was just like, and I promised Cam I'm gonna try again, and I have to. Yet.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I may try and go see part 2 this weekend. I thought about since my son is on second shift now, I thought about, well, maybe I can go see it during the week, but then it's like, oh my god, I wouldn't get out to like 10 or so because it's a freaking long movie.
Yeah, it's like about 3 hours.
Making long movies. That's
3 hours.
Well, it's 2 hours.
About 2:45. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're looking at
after previews.
At least 3:15 after previews. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what, though? Dune Messiah, the next book, is the shortest in this saga. So they probably could do that in one movie, I'm sure.
Oh, they're doing another one?
There's like a whole series of those books.
There's six books in the main saga. Now, Paul's story ends at Children of Dune. And that's like the main, like the first trilogy. And then there's 4, 5, and 6. So, but they probably, I would be shocked if they could. I mean, Messiah is going to be movie 3, basically. Oh, Chewie, I have your attention.
Yeah. Cat's butt. Watch the cat's butt.
But yes, if you're able to see it, I highly recommend it.
Well, it wouldn't be in IMAX because we don't have one around here. And they tend to make me sick anyways.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm going
to. Well, I had to drive about, I had to drive about an hour to go.
Oh, hell no. No, I am not driving an hour and then have to sit through 3 hours of a movie. No.
That's why we did the 11:30. We did the 11:30 showing. So we weren't out too late. In the morning. Not
11:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
I think it was one of the at our theater.
We ate lunch and went to the 11:30 show, and we were out just in time for dinner.
Yeah, I looked it up at our theater, and I think they start at their earliest starts at 11.
Yeah,
so but, unless you know, I take a PTO day or something, it'll have to wait till Saturday.
Including my mom and I, on opening weekend, there was about 10 people in the theater. At 11:30 in the morning. So it was not.
See, packed. I love that. That's why I go to the
first
viewing of the morning, because usually it's me and maybe 4 people. Occasionally there's been up to 15, but not very often. But yeah, I, of course, you know, me and people. So yeah, I prefer a pretty empty theater.
I remember when we went to go see Beauty and the Beast, and I'm talking like the animated Beauty and the Beast back in the 90s when that first came out. We went on opening day, like the first show of the day, because my sister was huge. I mean, the mermaid, the Little Mermaid was huge with her, and so Beauty and the Beast was the next one up, and that one was going to be huge again. So we went opening day, first show of the day. It was like 9:30 in the morning. We got there, and there was nobody there except for these 2 like middle-aged guys, and they were sitting like 3 rows in front of us, and it was like, that's weird. And then they got up and they're in their suits and ties and everything else, and I was like, do you guys know they were movie critics? They were there from the local newspaper watching the movie so they could critique it in the in the paper.
Oh, because I thought this was gonna get creepy.
I thought it was too. I
was like,
no, they were just
on air.
No, it's weird. Anyway, all right. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Thank you for joining us. We will be back next Monday night for MCU Mondays, Daredevil Season 2, Episode 1. Join us, and we will see all of you next week. Have a great week, everybody, and enjoy.